喂，昆塔之音服务人员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年12月20日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 为我们继续讲述今天的博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Okay. Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Bhava Giribhara Dhari Gopi Jana Bhava Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Manachari Yamuna Tira Manachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribhara Dhari Gopi Jana Balava Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Okay, what verse? Haribol? Haribol?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Haribol? Yeah, what verse?
10:8.
Alright.
Yeah.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, this is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse number 8. What's going on there on your end? Haribol?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. 所以我们现在讲的是《博迦梵歌》第十章的第八十节。
Okay. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matup sarvam pravartate iti matva vajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matup sarvam pravartate iti matva vajante mam buddha bhava samanvita.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samarpitaha.
Very good. Okay. Aham means I.
Aham, 我.
Sarvasya, of all.
Sarvasya, 一切的.
Prabhava, the source of generation.
Prabhava, 什么的源头?
Mata, from me.
Mata, 来自我。
Sarvam, everything.
Sarvam, 一切。
Pravartate, emanates.
Pravartate, 流溢出。
Iti, thus.
Iti, 如此。
Matva, knowing.
Matva, 知道了。
Vajante, become devoted.
Vajante, 做奉爱服务，变得有奉爱心。
Mom, unto me.
Mom, 向我。
Buddha, the learned.
Buddha, 有学问的人。
Baba, samanvitaha.
Baba, samanvitaha. 十分用心的。
Translation, I am the source of everything, of all spiritual material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise perfectly know this, engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their heart.
译文，我是灵性世界和物质世界的源头，一切都来自我。通晓这一点的明智之人为我做奉爱服务，诚心诚意地崇拜我。
Purport. Yao Tzu. The learned scholar who has studied the Vedas perfectly and has information from authorities like Lord Chaitanya and who knows how to apply these teachings can understand that Krishna is the origin of everything in both the material and spiritual worlds. And because he knows this perfectly, he becomes firmly fixed in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord.He can never be deviated by any amount of nonsensical commentaries or vaifu. All Vedic literature agrees that Krishna is the source of Brahma, Shiva, and all of their demigods. In the Atharva Veda, Gopal Tapani, Upanishad 124, it is said, Yo Brahmanam Vedadati Purvam Yo Voi Vedams Cha Gopayati Sma Krishna.It was Krishna who was the beginning instructed Brahma in Vedic knowledge and who disseminated the Vedic knowledge in the past. Then again, the Narayan Upanishad says, Atta Purusho Ha Vai Narayano Kam Mayata Prajaha Shijati. Then the Supreme Personality, Narayan, desired to create living entities.The Upanishad continues, Narayanad Brahma Jayate, Narayanad Prajapati, Prajayate, Narayanad Indro Jayate, Narayanad Asto Vasaso Jayante, Narayanad Ekadasa Rudra Jayante, Narayanad Dwadasa Dicha. From Narayan, Brahma is born. From Narayan, the patriarchs are born. From Narayan, Indra is born.From Narayan, the eight Vasus are born. From Narayan, the 11 Rudras are born. From Narayan, the 12 Adityas are born. This Narayan is an expansion of Krishna. It is said in the same Vedas, Brahmano Devaki Putra, the son of Devaki Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan Upanishad. Then it is said, Eko Voi Narayana,Asi na Brahma na Isha no Napo Nagni Samo Neme Dwa Apraviti. In the beginning of the creation, there was only the Supreme Personality of Narayan. There was no Brahma, no Shiva, no water, no fire, no moon, no heaven, no earth, no stars in the sky. From the Maha Upanishad. In the Maha Upanishad, it is also said that Lord Shiva was born from the forehead of the Supreme Lord.Thus, the Vedas say that it is the Supreme Lord, the creator of Brahma and Shiva, who is to be worshipped. In the Moksha Dharma section of the Mahabharata, Krishna says, Prajapatim cha rudram chapyaham eva shijami vai to hi mam na vijanito mama maya vimohito. The patriarch Shiva and others are created by me.Though they do not know that they are created by me because they are deluded by my illusory energy. In the Varaha Purana, it is said, Narayana Paro Deva, Tasmad Jatas Chaturmukha, Tasmad Rudro Bhavad Deva, Satcha Sarva Gyatam Gatam. Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and from him Brahma was born, and from him Shiva was born. I think you better read that much. There's only a little bit left.
Okay.
Too much English.
Okay. Okay. 要旨, 真正的学者, 因为精通伟达经, 并从主Chaitanya那权威处获得资讯, 知道如何实践这些教诲, 所以能明白Krishna是物质世界和灵性世界里一切事物的源头, 而且他因为精通这一点, 所以变得特别坚定于为至尊主做奉爱服务, 他永远都不会被傻瓜或没有意义的评注引向歧途。 所有的伟达文献都承认 Krishna 是 Brahma, Shiva 和其他全体办事人的源头。 Atva Veda 中的 Gopala Tapani Upanishad 第一章的第24世节中说， 最开始把伟达知识传授给 Brahma 的是 Krishna， 在过去的时间里， 传播伟达知识的也是 Krishna。 Narayana奥义书中的第一节诗中接着说， 至尊人格守神 Narayana 接着想创造生物。 奥义书继续说， 从 Narayana那里 Brahma诞生了， 祖先们也诞生了。 从 Narayana那里 Indra诞生了。 从 Narayana那里 八位 Vasu诞生了。 从 Narayana那里 11位 Rudra诞生了， 从 Narayana那里 12位 Aditya诞生了。 这个 Narayana 是 Krishna的一个扩展， 同一部伟达经， Narayana奥义书的第4节诗中说， Devaki的儿子 Krishna 是至尊人格守神。 Mahab奥义书第1章的第2节诗接着说， 在创造的开始， 只有至尊人格守神 Narayana， 没有 Brahmana， sorry， 没有 Brahma， Shiva， 没有水火， 没有月亮， 天堂和地球， 天上没有星星和太阳。 Mahab奥义书也说， Shiva是从至尊主的额头生出来的。 伟达经因此说， Brahma和Shiva的创造者 至尊主应该受到崇拜。 Krishna在Moksha Dharma 也说， 我创造了祖先 Shiva和其他生物体， 但他们因为被我的错觉能量所迷惑， 不知道是我创造了他们。 Varaha Purana中也说， Narayana是至尊人格守神， 从他那里 Brahma诞生了， 从Brahma那里 Shiva诞生了。 Maharaj.
Finish?
Yes.
Okay, one more paragraph. Krishna is the source of all generations. He's called the most efficient cause. He says, because everything is born from me, I am the original source. Everything is under me, no one is above me. There is no supreme controller other than Krishna. One who understands Krishna in such a way from a bona fide guru with reference to Vedic literature engages all his energy in Krishna consciousness and becomes a truly learned man. In comparison to him, all others who do not know Krishna properly are fools. Only a fool would consider Krishna to be ordinary. A Krishna conscious person should not be bewildered by fools. He should avoid all unauthorized commentaries and interpretations of the Bhagavad Gita and proceed in Krishna consciousness with determination and firmness.
要指最后一段， 主 Krishna是世世代代众生的源头， 称为万事万物最直接的原因。 他说， 因为万事万物都来源于我， 所以我是一切的源头， 万事万物都在我之下， 没有一件事物高于我。 除了 Krishna， 谁也不是至高无上的控制者。 人在真正的灵性导师的指导下， 从伟达文献中如此了解 Krishna 后，就会全心全意地为 Krishna 做奉爱服务，成为一个真正有学问的人。与他相比，其他没有正确了解 Krishna 的人只不过是傻瓜，只有傻瓜才以为 Krishna 是个普通人。有 Krishna 意识的人不应该被傻瓜所迷惑，应该避开一切对薄伽梵歌所进行的未经授权的评注和解释，信心坚定地在培养 Krishna 知觉的路途上向前迈进。Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay. So this Gita verse, this is there's four verses which are considered the seed verses of the Bhagavad Gita.
这节诗呢是薄伽梵歌的四节诗中的一节，那么这四节诗呢被称为是薄伽梵歌所有诗节的种子诗节。
In other words, the whole Bhagavad Gita is contained in a, like a seed, you know, a whole tree is in the seed, but it'll come out as you cultivate it.
那也就意味着呢，整部的薄伽梵歌都是从这颗种子里发源而出的，但是呢，就是这个在让这个种子发芽长成树的时候呢，我们是需要去耕耘它，去浇水的。
So, these four verses, as we study them, we understand the whole Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，这四节诗，当我们在学习的时候，我们就能够了解整部的薄伽梵歌的内容。Maharaj?
Yeah. So this is the first one of those verses.
所以今天这个诗节呢是这四节诗中的第一节。
And Krishna repeats right from the start twice. He says, everything comes from me and I am the source of everything. So he's saying the same thing in different ways.
但是呢，在这节诗的一开始的时候呢，就讲到了，一切都源于我，我是一切的源头。那么它是以不同的表达方式，强调了同一个意思。
Then he says, if one understands that, then they engage in devotional service.
那么他又说呢，一个理解了这一点的人呢，他就开始从事奉献服务。
And I was discussing last week, and you know, there's many places where Krishna says that if one knows him and understands him, then you know, he's intelligent and he'll know, and then what can you do except serve Krishna?
所以，在上一周的时候呢，我也谈到了这一点，就是 Krishna 他反复说，当一个人真正的理解了他、了解了他的时候呢，当一个真正有智慧的人，当他明白这个人的时候，他就发现。除了服务 Krishna 之外，其他没有什么更有意义的事情了。
Like Prabhupada said, you know, if you study Krishna, then you'll automatically understand, you know, he should be the person you follow.
师父帕帕他就讲到了，如果你要是去研究 Krishna 的话，你立刻就能自动的理解 Krishna 是那个你需要追随的人。
So, this is what we're doing. So, Krishna says it again and again in different ways. Everything is coming from him.
所以这个呢，也就是我们现在正在做的事情。那么 Krishna 他一次又一次的反复的强调着说，一切都是来自于他的。
Then, by the mercy of our acharyas, you know, like in this purport, we have. So many references from the original Vedas that mention Krishna. Now, it's not easy to find those things, you know, on our own because we don't have the ability to study all the Vedas.
那在这个 Acharya 的仁慈之下呢，才使我们能够读到，比如说像这个药旨这其中的内容，然后呢，才让我们知道。在这个伟达经里面，其实有很多很多的地方都是提到了关于 Krishna 的这个话题的。 可是如果我们要是只是按照我们自己的力量呢，我们是没有办法去理解北达经的这些方面的这些深意的。
Because like even now on the internet, we can search and find so many things.
就是因为比如说我们现在有互联网，所以呢我们可以从网上找到和研究那么多的事物。
But even that, you have to know what to search for.
但是呢就
you have to get the words just right.
但是就虽然我们有互联网可以查，可是呢我们也必须要有对的这个关键字，去知道拿什么字去查才能得到这个信息。
But these great acharyas, they could search the entire Veda just in their mind. They didn't need the computer or the internet or anything.
但是这些伟大的 acharya 们呢，他们只是在心意里面，就在脑子里面就可以搜寻到伟大经里面的所有的内容，他们根本就不需要依靠互联网。
So we see that, of course, it says Narayan a lot, because within the universe, Narayan is supreme. But it's also understood that Narayan is a small expansion of Krishna.
那我们在这节诗里面呢，这钥匙里面就听到了很多的关于 Narayana 的这个名字。那当然我们知道 Narayana 他是创造的至尊。Sorry, Mara, you say Narayana is the supreme of the creation, right?
In, within the material universe, many people,
yeah.
they don't know that there's anything beyond Narayan.
Yeah, 因为就是在这个物质创造中呢 ,Narayana 它是主 Narayana 它是最高的权威，因为没有人，很多人他其实都不能够理解在 Narayana 之上的这些事物，但是呢我们知道主 Narayana 它是主 Krishna 的一个小的扩展。
But we hear from Lord Brahma, Brahma Samhita, thatThe Mahavishnu even, the Supreme Narayan, the original, that creates all the universes, he's just a portion and a small portion of Krishna.
在 Brahma Samhita, 婆罗诃摩赞里面呢，我们可以听到 Mahavishnu, 他是宇宙的最原初的这个创造者。那么Narayana 呢，只是从他那里流眼来的一个小的扩展。
So there's a few verses in the Bhagavatam that are interesting. Narayana Paraveda Deva Narayana Agnivyaja Narayana Paraloka Narayana Paramaka. So it's just saying that.
Sorry, 在圣殿博迦瓦坛里面呢，就有几个很有意思的诗节。
The Vedic literatures are made by and meant for the Supreme Lord.
伟达的文献，伟达文献是由至尊主所创造出来的。
And the demigods are meant for serving the Lord as his body, parts of his body.
那么半身人呢是 ，sorry。The demigod is for serving the Lord.
Demigods are meant for serving the Lord. They're like parts of the universal body of Krishna.
Oh, okay. 那么这个半身人呢，他们是要服务至尊主，那么他们就好像是这个至尊主的宇宙形象的躯体的一部分。
It's like arms and legs and different parts of the body do different work to serve. So the demigods do different work to serve Krishna.
Yeah, 那就比如说。那就比如说我们的这个身体有臂膀有腿，那么不同的部分呢就去服务我们的这个躯体，那么这些半身人们呢，他们就作为这个 Krishna 宇宙形象的这个部分去服务 Krishna。
And Krishna says that, you know, even the demigods they can't understand because he's the source of them.
Krishna 说即便是半身人也没有办法理解到这一点，因为他是一切的源头。
And so the planets are meant for the sake of the Lord, and all sacrifices are just for Krishna.
所以呢，所有的这些星宿呢，它的存在是为了主。那么所有的这些祭祀呢，也都是为了要供奉、崇拜主 Krishna 的。
So Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita also, that everything, he's the object of all sacrifices, the ultimate.
那 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面也讲到了，他其实终极来说呢，是所有的祭祀的对象。
Then it says, Narayana Paro Yoga, Narayana Param Tapa, Narayana Param Ganam, Narayana Paragati. That all the different types of meditation or mysticism is meant to realize Narayana.
又讲到了，就是所有各种各样的冥想，都是为了要理解主 Narayana。
All austerities are meant to get to Narayana。
所有的苦行也是为了能够得到主 Narayana。
Culture of knowledge is meant for Narayana。
要获得知识、文明，也是为了要得到主 Narayana。
And real liberation and salvation is to enter the spiritual world.
那么真正的救赎，真正的解脱呢，是进入到灵性的苍穹，进入到灵性世界。
And there's another section where it says more or less the same, exactly the same thing, but uses the name Vasudeva.Which usually refers to Krishna.
那么还有另外一个地方呢，他所讲述的呢是跟刚才我们所谈到的内容是一样的内容，但是他这里面换了主的名字，讲的是 Vasudev， 那其实他指的也是 Krishna.
I don't know if I can find those, but even when we have a computer searcher, sometimes I can't find things.
马尔说：“我不知道能不能找到 Vasudeva 的这些相关的师姐，即便是有的时候我们有电脑，我们可以去搜寻，也不一定能够搜到。”
So, but anyway, the same thing. Vasudeva is the goal of yoga. Vasudeva, everything is meant for Vasudeva.
嗯，那无论如何讲的都是同样的这个信
息。
就是 Vasudev 他是一切瑜伽的目标，所有的这些祭祀和苦行都是为了 Vasudev 而做的。那么通常来说呢， Vasudev 这里面所指的就是 Krishna。
So this is the idea. So this verse is a very good one to memorize.
那么所以呢，今天这个师姐呢是一个很好的去背诵的师姐，也很容易念。
Because in Sanskrit, the word aham, you know, is so many times in the Bhagavad Gita.
在梵文里面，这个开始的这个词呢是 aham。那在薄伽梵歌里面，很多词都是以这个词都提到的这个词。
And sarvam also, so many times.
Sarvam 也被讲了很多次。
But.Anyway, everything is coming from Krishna.
那无论如何呢，所有的一切都是来自于 Krishna， 它是一切的源泉。
So then, this is in the first canto actually. Vasudeva Paraveda, Vasudeva Paramakaha, Vasudeva Parayoga, Vasudeva Parakriya.Vasudeva Param Ganam, Vasudeva Param Tapa, Vasudeva Paro Dharma, Vasudeva Paragati.
嗯，就是这个关于 Vasudeva 提到 Vasudeva 的这个事件，那是在《圣顶摩加瓦坛》第一篇里面的。
So the revealed scripture is the ultimate object of knowledge is Krishna.
所以呢，启示经典，他们终结来说要给我们揭示的是关于 Krishna 至尊人格守神的信息。
And Krishna says that also.
Krishna 也是这么说
的。But I'm by the Vedas, I am to be known. I have made the Vedas.
是我撰写了伟达经，那么我呢是了解伟达经的。
The purpose of doing sacrifice is to please Krishna.
我们做祭祀的目的是为了要让 Krishna 开心。
Yoga is for realizing him.
瑜伽呢是为了要觉悟到他 Krishna.
That's what we're trying to teach the yoga practitioners, because nowadays people think yoga is just exercise, but that's only the beginning stages.
那这个也就是我们现在想要告诉给瑜伽的修习者的信息，因为在当今社会呢，大家已经觉得瑜伽只不过是一个身体锻炼而已，但是这个身体这部分的练习呢，只不过是瑜伽的开始阶段的练习。
And all fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Krishna.
因为所有的这些活动的结果，终极来说都是由 Krishna 所给的。
He is the supreme knowledge.
因为他是至尊的知识。
All austerity, all severe austerities are just to know Krishna.
一切的艰厉，一切的苦行，全部都是为了要了解 Krishna 而做的。
And real religion is rendering service, loving service.
而真正的宗教呢，是做服务，是为了要去做带充满着爱的服务。
And he is the supreme goal of life.
而 Krishna 呢，他是生命的至尊的目标。
And Krishna says that also. I am the goal. I am the master. I am the witness. He's everything.
Krishna 他也说了，我是目标，我是主，我是一切。他在《格加梵歌》里这么说的。
So to a foolish person, this may sound like, oh, you know, everybody says that, but here we find so much knowledge of exactly, you know, who is Krishna and what he's doing, how he's doing it, and how to serve him and why to serve him.
那作为一个蠢人，他可能就会蠢人他可能会觉得那么这只不过是人云亦云的信息，但事实上我们在经典里面能够有根有据的可以查到很多的关于 Krishna 的信息，就是关于他是什么样子，他都在做些什么，他都需要怎么被崇拜，关于他的所有的这些活动，那我们呢是通过咕噜来学习到这些信息的。
So we have a comment here. Yeah, in this verse, Bhurijan Prabhu comments, everything comes from Krishna, he's Swayam Bhagavan.
Bhurijan Prabhu 呢也给这个师姐做了一些评述，那么他就说呢，所有的一切都来自于 Krishna， 他是 Swayam Bhagavan。
Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam Bhagavatam says, you know that there are so many demigods, but Krishna is the original source of
them. 有很多的半神人，但是 Krishna 他是一切的源泉，他是一切的最原初的源头。
It's not that only Krishna says it, but it's throughout the Vedas it's being said. So the Goswamis very kindly studied all the Vedas and found these things for us.
所以说呢，并不是 Krishna 自己这么说的，在整部的伟达经里面呢，都说到了这个信息。所以呢 ，Goswami 们这些 Acharya 们呢，他们非常的仁慈的在伟达经里面把这些信息。都给提取了出来，然后呢，让我们能够看到。
And Prabhupada gives so many quotations from the Vedic literature to support what Krishna says.
说到 Prabhupada 呢，他也从韦达经的这些经典里面提取了很多的引述来支撑 Krishna 所说的这些话。
So in order to love someone, you have to know them. You have to know something about them.
为了要爱上这个人呢，你也必须要去了解这个人，知道他是怎么样的一个人。
Because real love means you just want to serve and you just want to make that object of your love happy.
因为真正的爱呢，是你只是想要服务他，你只是想要你这个爱的对象开心高兴。
Nowadays, people think, well, I love my smartphone or I love my car. But you can't make the car happy. You can't make your phone happy. You can think it makes me happy, But that love can't last for anyone.
当今的人们呢，想着是我爱我的手机，我爱我的汽车，但问题是你没有办法让这个车高兴，或者让这个手机高兴，而是他们可以让你高兴。可是这种快乐和高兴呢，不会长久。
The so-called love we get from things, you know, if we get a new dress or a new haircut or a new car or whatever, you know, things that people think, you might become happy for a short time, but very quickly that the pleasure you get from it goes down.
人们觉得可能会从一个新的发型，可以从一件新衣服，还有从一辆新车上得到快乐。但是问题是，就是当你得到了这个以后呢，这个快乐很快就会消失了。
It doesn't do exactly what you thought it would do, or sometimes it doesn't work properly, and you might have to repair it. Or they come out with a newer one that all the advertisements say are better, and then your pleasure is reduced. So that you can't call that real happiness.
那比如说，当你在用这个东西的时候，你对它的这个期望很高，但是实际上它并没有办法达到你的要求，满足你的期望。或者说呢，这个广告里面说有一个新的版本又出现了，每当这个时候，你的这个快乐和满足感呢就会降低。所以呢，就是这些物件所给我们带来的这些快乐是没有办法这个延迟很长时间的。
A living thing can reciprocate your love. That's why people like to get a dog, for instance. Dogs are any kind of animal. If you treat them nice, they usually they love you back.
但是呢，有生命的事物呢，它会呼应你给它的这个爱。那也就为什么有人他可能会喜欢养一条狗啊等等，因为这个动物，如果你要是对它好的话，那它是可以给你这个回应的，它是会给你好，就是爱的这个回应的。
But we can get much more, you know, with a human being if we get good relationships. Loving exchanges much more deep and much more satisfying.
但如果我们要是跟人之间建立了好的这个关系的话呢，那么这样的这个爱的互换和交流呢，就会变得更加的深厚。
But nobody can give you enough, but except Krishna.
但是除了 Krishna 之外呢，不可能有任何一个人给你足够的爱。
Krishna, no matter how much love or service, Krishna gives back millions of times more than we can give you.
因为无论我们对 Krishna 服务了多少，或者爱他有多少，那么 Krishna 都会成百万倍的回馈回给我们。
So that's that to understand, you know, Krishna is a person.
所以我们就必须要理解 Krishna 他是一个人。
When we read Bhagavad Gita, we're hearing directly from Krishna, the same as Arjuna did.
当我们在阅读《博伽梵歌》的时候呢，我们其实就和 Arjuna 一样，是在直接聆听 Krishna 的讲述。
But we're not the same as Arjuna, so we don't hear exactly the same.
但是呢，但是我们和 Arjuna 并不在同一个层面，所以说呢，我们并没有听到和 Arjuna 所听到的同样的信息。
When we cook for Krishna, or dress a deity or anything, we chant for Krishna. Mother Yasoda also did that. The gopis did that.
比如说当我们在唱诵 Krishna 的名字，在为 Krishna 做饭，在为 Krishna 的神像穿衣服的时候，亚瑟的妈妈他们也做的是同样的这个事情，勾皮姑娘们也做的是同样的事情。
But we're different, you know. We're not the same as Mother Yasoda. We're doing the same activity, but we're not the same.
但是呢，我们和亚瑟的妈妈还有勾皮们并没有处在同一个层面，所以说呢，虽然我们做的事情和他们一样，但是并不一样。
So, but if we continue doing all these things, gradually we can realize.
但是如果我们要是持续不断的去从事这些活动的话，那慢慢的我们就能够得到了觉悟。
trying to please the spiritual master. We can serve the devotees and understand the reciprocation very quickly.
我们可以努力的去服务我们的灵性导师，然后呢，很好的去服务奉献者，那我们可以很快的就能够得到这个理解的回应。
So this is our, you know, we want to hear Bhagavad Gita again and again.
就这也就是我们。也就是这个原因呢，使得我们希望能够一次又一次的聆听薄伽梵歌。
Then we can get purified, and more we do everything daily, regularly. Just like anything, if you exercise daily, you'll get stronger. If you eat daily in a regulated way, we'll get healthier.
Yeah. 那这样的话呢，就可以让我们得到逐步的这种进化。那就好像如果要是每天我们都锻炼身体的话呢，我们就会让自己变得逐渐的强壮。每天我们都吃对的食物的话，那我们就会让自己变得越来越健康。
So, if we chant every day and we try to pray to Krishna in a humble way and try to serve the devotees,That way, you know, Krishna will reveal himself more and more.
所以如果我们要是每天都唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，每天都非常的谦卑的向他祈祷，然后呢，每天都服务主 Krishna 的奉献者的话，那么他就会越来越多的向他揭示我们。那他就会越来越多的自己揭示给我们。
And especially if we try to teach about Krishna or try to tell others, then Krishna reveals himself more and more.
特别是当我们试着要去把 Krishna 的这个信息传授给其他的人的时候， Krishna 他就会越来越多的把他自己展示给我们。
First of all, he shows us we're not the doers.
首先呢，他向我们展示的是我们并不是作为者。
And that if we depend on him, you know, things we can do much more.
所以如果我们要是依靠他的话，那我们就能够做得更多。
So, let's take time for questions.
我们来花一点时间，看大家有没有问题。萨利玛吉有问题吗 ？Hare Krishna， 请问大家有没有问题 ？Maharaj 愿意给大家解答一些问题。
Hare 宝，亲爱的，我发上来了，你看一下，在对话框里。
我等一下啊。哎呦！OK， 把真正发布的问题哈。第一个问题 ，Rajendra Prabhu 的问题，谢谢 Maharaj。本节诗 Krishna 是一切的根源，一切都来自于 Krishna。那么偷窃和罪恶也来自于 Krishna 吗？所以我们干坏事都是因为 Krishna 的创造。如果我们不做坏事 ，Krishna 的创造，那么 Krishna 创造这些岂不是可惜了？都是 Krishna 原因，对吗？Rajendra Prabhu asked, firstly, he said that thank you very much. And then he said that in this verse, it is said that Krishna is the source of everything and everything is emanates from the Lord. But if that is the case, stealing and thing are also from Lord Krishna. Because that's from him to make us to committed the things.Because all of this created by the Lord. However, if we don't commit any bad things anymore, isn't pitiful for the Lord to create this? Because the Lord is the cause of everything. We got that.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good atheistic question.
Yeah, well, the question is that basically, Prabhu is asking because the Lord create everything, even included in stealing and committed things. But he is also, you know, trying to encourage us to render service to him and to be purified. In that case, we don't do any things or evil things anymore. But if we don't do that, isn't that pitiful? Of course, that is in vain for the Lord to create all of this, because after all, he is the creator of everything.
Yeah. It says that he's also the creator of independence.
Mm. 那么这个,
Krishna is completely independent, Swarat.
因为 Krishna 他是完全独立的。
So we also being created with all the qualities of Krishna, we have independence.
那所以说呢，这个当我们被这个创造出来以后呢，就是我们有这些品质，但是我们也是完，也是有这个 Krishna 相类似的这样的独立性的。
So we can misuse that independence and then do things that are against Krishna.
所以说呢，我们有可能是会错误的用了我们的独立性，然后呢，会做一些反对 Krishna 的事儿。
So some people will say, well, you know, why did he give us independence if he knows we might do bad things?
那所以有人可能就会问了，那既然你都知道我们可能会干坏事的话，那您干嘛还给我们这个独立性呢？
But if there was no independence, then there would be no value to loving or serving Krishna if you had no choice. If you had to do it.
那么我们对 Krishna 的这个爱和服务，等于就没有任何的价值了，就变得我们没有选择了，我们就变得好像就变得非要去这么做了。
You know, if you had no choice, then there's no independence, so there's no value to it.
所以如果我们要是没有选择，没有独立性的话，那这件事就没有价值。
I hope that helps a little bit.
那我希望我这么解释能够帮到您。 So the next question is from 幸运星 Mataji. 感恩Guru的精彩的奉爱讲课。这一节诗讲到希瓦由至尊主而生，在《博迦梵歌》另一个诗节，药指也讲到了 Brahma 生的希瓦，怎么去理解这点呢？ Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. In this verse, it's mentioned that Lord Shiva is born by Lord. However, in another verse, in Bhagavad Gita, in the purport, it also mentioned that Shiva is born by Lord Brahma. So how to understand this?
Lord Brahma comes from Krishna.
那么主 Brahma 呢,是来自于 Krishna 的。 Yeah. Mataji's question is that because
sometimes it's not exactly directly from Krishna, but everything really comes from Krishna.
那么有的时候呢，就是这些事情它并不是直接的来自于 Krishna 的，但终极来说呢，都是来自于 Krishna 的。
So that's how we can understand it.
那这个是，所以为什么我们能够理解到这一点？
It's like, you know, people think that Narayan is the ultimate original because even when Krishna comes into the material world, he comes by the agency of Narayan, but that's just his Leela. Krishna, you know, Krishna is the origin of Narayan.
那有些人呢，可能会觉得主Narayan呢，他是最原初的主，但是呢。 而且呢，从这个消失光里面的展示呢，主 Krishna 他都是通过主 Narayana 的代理而展现的，但是呢，这只不过是他的消失光的一个展示，而 Narayana 它只不过是 Krishna 的一个扩展。
So Shiva. actually in the spiritual world, Sadashiva, who's Mahavishnu, and almost the same is coming from Krishna. But in the material world, you know, Brahma is created, and then from Brahma comes Shiva, but that's just like, you know, from the mother, the baby is born, but not without the father putting the seed in. There has to be a father to make the child in the mother. Mother can't independently get a child.
You mean this is in the material world, right? 那么在这个灵性世，在灵性世界呢，主希瓦他是 seed Shiva， 他其实他是 Mahavishnu， 然后呢，他是 in spiritual world, Lord Shiva is the seed Shiva and he is the Mahavishnu.
Well, yeah, seed Shiva like Advaita Acharya, sometimes he's called Shiva and sometimes he's called Vishnu. There's hardly any difference between Mahavishnu and Sadashiva.
Sadashiva
is a very inconceivable entity. You know, we just hear about it. We don't have a lot of details.
Okay. 那么这个主希瓦他在灵性世界他是 Sadashiva， 他其实是 Mahavishnu。比如说 Advaita Acharya， 他有时候就被称为叫这个 Shiva， 有的时候被称为叫 Vishnu。那他们俩之间呢，其实没有什么太大区别。那么 Sadashiva 呢，他是一个非常的不可思议的一个人物，那我们也没有太多的关于他的这个信息。那么这是在灵性世界的希望。那么在物质世界呢，因为这个物质世界呢，它是由主 Brahma 所创造的，所以说呢，主 Brahma 他生出了主希望。那么就好像是如果是没有爸爸把这个种子给放到妈妈的子宫里的话，那这个孩子也生不出来。
So everything is coming from Krishna, but, you know, not always directly. You're coming from Krishna also.
那所以说呢，所有的这一切都是从 Krishna 那里来的，但是呢，并不是说所有的一切都是直接从 Krishna 那里来的。比如说，我们也都是来自于 Krishna 的。
But most people say, well, I'm from China, or I'm from...You know, someplace.
但是我们大部分人都不会这么说，我是 Krishna 哪来的，都会说我是从中国来的，或者说我是从其他的一些地方来的。
I'm from this country or this family, but that's all indirect. That's not the ultimate source.
那么所以呢，我们就是会说我是来自于这个家庭或来自于那个国家，所以这都是间接的，然后也。我们并没有说我们是从那个最原初的那个源泉那里来的。
Okay.
Yes. So the next
That's
question.
Vasudeva para everything. You know, Krishna says it again and again. I'm the source of everything, not only in this verse, so many places.
所以为什么我今天在上课的时候我才会引述那么多的师节，才会强调就是 Krishna 他会一次又一次的强调我是一切的源泉，一切就源于我，而且不仅仅是在今天的这个师节里面讲到这一点，有很多其他的师节里面也都提到了。
OK、
The next question is from Tutu Mataji。顶拜敬爱的 Guru， 通过这个世界我们知道了一切都流源自 Krishna， 我们怎么才能够在生活中的点点滴滴认识到这一点呢？大部分时间我们都忘记了这一点。 Please accept my venerable obeisances. And through this verse, we understand that everything is emanates from the Lord, from Krishna. How can we realize this from the little things in our daily life?Because most of the time, it's likely for us to forget about him.
Can you repeat that?
She is saying, in this verse, we know that Lord is the one to emanate everything. How can we always remember that in our daily life from every little things? Because we always tend to forget about this.
Yeah, That's true.
的确是这样的。
So, by remembering to practice regularly our japa and our reading and hearing and associate with devotees,
那么通过念诵通过聆听通过阅读通过和奉献者的联谊来记住。
And pray to Krishna.
向 Krishna 祈祷。
Because this material world, we've come into the material world to forget Krishna.
因为我们来到这个物质世界就是为了要忘记 Krishna。
The material world is designed, you know, to make us forget Krishna.
这个物质世界它所设计的这种状态就是要让我们忘记它，忘记 Krishna.
But, if we take shelter of the spiritual master and follow the instructions, then gradually everything can remind us of Krishna.
但是如果我们要是得到灵性导师的庇护并且去遵循他的训示的话那慢慢的呢就能让我们记住 Krishna.
This just happens, you know, you just gradually remember Krishna no matter what you're doing.
那因为这个事情呢它就会自然而然的发生慢慢的会让你记住 Krishna, 无论我们在做什么。
All right.
The next question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 我们服务 Krishna, 取悦 Krishna, 我们成了 Krishna 感官享乐的对象。但是我们服务 Krishna, 我们也快乐。Krishna 不也是我们感官享乐真正的对象吗？ We render service to Lord Krishna, we please him, and we become the object.Of Krishna's sense gratification, but we render the service to the Lord. From rendering the service, we also feel very happy. So in that case, actually, Lord Krishna is the ultimate object for us.To gratify our senses, right?
Yeah.
是的。Maris, that's it? Are you going to say something?
Yeah, that's it. You know. So,
okay.
That's why it says,You know, Krishna, see, whatever we're trying to do, it's really meant for Krishna. So if someone's trying to worship the demigods, it's actually meant for Krishna because they want the supreme reward, but they're doing it in the wrong way, so they don't get Krishna.
那其实我们做的一切事情呢，终极来说都是为了要取悦 Krishna。那么有些人呢，他在这个崇拜半神人。但他其实他真正想得到的呢是至尊主，但是由于他这个崇拜的这个对象错了，所以呢他就没有办法得到 Krishna。
But when we render service to Krishna, that satisfies all the demigods and everybody.
但是呢，当我们对 Krishna 做服务的时候呢？就会取悦所有的这些半神人们以及取悦所有的人。
So that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next one is from Free and Easy Mataji. 感恩顶拜 Gurudev. 我们服务的不完美是来自 Krishna 还是来自自己的不努力呢？谢谢您。Please accept my very humble obeisances. Sometimes we do the service, actually we're doing the service in an imperfect way. So is this also from Lord Krishna or from ourselves because we are not that diligent?
Everything's from Krishna, but you know, we're We're just trying to learn. We're students.
所有的一切呢都来自于 Krishna， 但是我们呢只不过现在还是学生，我们是在努力的学习。
But Krishna is very kind, and if he sees someone is really trying to serve him, he accepts it as peer.
He accepts his what? Sorry.
Krishna accepts it as pure, proper service, even though we're not perfect. We can't, in the material world, there's nothing perfect to offer Krishna. You know, we offer the flowers and the fruit, everything is not very nice, even the best things.Compared to the spiritual world, but Krishna accepts them.
那么在物质世界，其实没有什么是完美的东西可以供奉给 Krishna 的。即便是可能有的时候我们所供奉的花已经是很好质量的花了，但是跟灵性世界的质量来比，那根本就没有办法比。但是 Krishna 他是非常的仁慈的，当他看到有一个人的这种真诚的要服务他的这种内心的时候，他就会接受这个人服务他作为对他的纯粹的奉献服务。
Something like a parents when they have their babies learning to walk or learning to talk, they're just completely happy even if the baby just takes two steps and falls down or pronounces everything wrong. Still, they're very happy that he's trying to do it.
比如说一个婴儿他在学习走路或者是学习讲话，那么即便是他只走了两步或者是在讲话这个过程中的这个音发的也不准，但是呢他的爸爸妈妈也会非常的开心，因为呢他是这么努力的在想走以及在想说话。
All right.
Yes.
That's Krishna's a person, so it's not like we're justYou know, he's not judging us, you know, the way that we might get judged in a school or something. Krishna knows the heart, and Krishna is very loving.
As long as we're crying then?
As long as someone is trying to serve Krishna, Krishna is very happy with him.
OK. 那么 Krishna 他是一个人，那么他在我们的内心之中，而且呢他特别的善良，特别的仁慈，所以只要我们努力，他看到我们这个努力的时候呢，他就会表现出慈爱，他会很爱我们，那么他所给我他不会对我们进行任何的评判，就好像我们在学校里面如果是没做好的话，我们可能会被评判，但是 Krishna 不会这么做的。
OK、
嗯、
We have to practice just like anybody. If we see like I just on the internet it's coming all the time, these Chinese dancers, the Shen Yun dancers、嗯、Have you ever seen them?
Shen Yun dancers.
Shen Yun
What is that?
They're a Chinese dance group, and they just do these incredible dances, and, you know, but it looks so easy when they do it, but they practiced, like, you know, for years and years, a very intense practice to be able to do these things. Or if you see the Shaolin Kung Fu make their show, it's not like just did it, you know. So, but the teacher is happy if someone, no matter how many times they fall down, if they get up and try again. So the same thing like Krishna with us.
那我们所以呢是需要不断的去练习。那就比如说像中国有一个舞蹈团，那他们呢这个表现出了非常精湛的武艺。但是呢我们看着他们在表演这个跳舞的时候呢，我们觉得好像他跳得非常的容易。但事实上在这背后呢，他们是付出了很多年的这种练习和努力的。包括我们的这个少林功夫也是如此。在他们在这个表演这个武功的时候呢，看起来好像是非常的容易，但是后面他们也是付出了很多的这个习练的艰辛的。但是当他们在艰辛但他们在这个练习的这个过程中呢，可能会有摸爬滚打，但是每次当摔倒的时候，老师都会很鼓励他们，然后呢继续把他们扶起来，然后继续让他们继续再接着再练习。那么 Krishna 对我们也是这样一种状态。
So like the mind can be very tricky.
那这个
Maya is very tricky.
You mean the mind or Maya?
Both. The mind is controlled by Maya.
Okay, 那我们的心意呢是被 Maya 所控制的。那心意和 Maya 两者呢都可能会很诡就是诡计多端的。
So when I was quite a new devotee and I met one Mataji, then she'd been a devotee for a long time.
当我还是一个特别新的奉献者的时候呢，当时我遇到了一位已经修行了很久的一位 Mataji.
She was kind of intellectual. I think she had like a master's degree or something, a little bit puffed up about her.
那这位 Mataji 呢，这个很有学识，他应该是一位硕士，所以呢，他对他所得到的这些学习上的成就呢，有一点骄傲。
So she told me that, you know, I was chanting, but when I'm chanting, I was making offenses. So I stopped chanting because I didn't want to make offenses.
那所以说当时。
She thought that was a very clever idea that because my devotional service is not perfect, I quit.
Okay, 当时呢我在念诵，然后呢他就说我念诵念得不好，而且呢是有冒犯的念诵。后来我就在想，那既然我是冒犯的念，那我就别念了，所以我就不念了。那我就在想，那这其实是一种从事奉献服务的这个好的方式，因为既然我做不好奉献服务，那我就不做。
So, I was, Krishna protected me, I thought this doesn't sound right, you know.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他保护了我，因为我觉得这个应该不太对。
So if we think I'm not very good at chanting or something, then we have to try harder. That's.
所以说，如果要是我们要是觉得我们念诵念得不好的话，那我们应该采取的这个做法就是更加努力的去念。
If someone's trying to learn music or sport or dance or anything, they have to practice. They're not perfect the first time, you know.
比如说我们在不论是这个弹奏乐器啊，或者是唱歌啊、跳舞啊，任何做任何事情，在最开始的时候都是不可能一下就达到完美的，都是需要练习的。
Okay, thank you all very much.
No, Marge, there is one more question here.
Yeah, from
Radha Ananda Mataji. Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Guru Deva, 请问物质欲望的能量和灵性的能量是一样的吗？如果如何理解体困的灵魂不能够得到自我解脱呢？Hare Krishna, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you, Srila Guru Deva. My question is that, if the material desire, if the energy for the material desire and the energy for the spiritual are the same type of energy, and also how to understand the embodied soul cannot get the self-realization, or cannot get the self-liberation. Thank you.
No, we're all embodied souls, but...We can get liberation, and that's only otherwise. What's the use of practicing any kind of spiritual activity? We have to hear from Krishna and follow what he says and believe what he says.
那么我们是体困的灵魂，但是我们是可以得到自我的解脱的，因为我们是可以通过聆听 Krishna 的教导，听他的这个讲述，得到解脱的。
Okay.
You know, and also she also asked about, what about the energy? Is the same type of energy for the material desire versus of the spiritual?
Well, no, they're different.
不是一样能量。
Desire is the nature of the soul. The soul can only desire. Then Krishna arranges to fulfill the desire.
那么这个愿望或者这个欲望呢是灵魂的本性，所以这个灵魂它所做的唯一的一件事情就是它要去想，它要去有这种愿望，那然后呢 Krishna 会安排它去满足它这个愿望。
So that's why Krishna comes to the mature world and why there's so many scriptures and different religions to try to teach us what we really should desire. At the same time, Maya is advertising so many things, saying you have to have this, you have to do that, you know, if you want to be live in the mature world. So we have to learn to recognize what's spiritual and what's material.
那所以就为什么 Krishna 他会来到这个物质世界，而且我有这么多的这个经典会告诉我们到底应该什么才是真就是正确的这个愿望或者是欲求。但是呢 ,Maya 与此同时呢又做了大量的广告，然后呢去给我们兴起各种各样的这种愿望或者欲望。所以呢我们要做的事情呢是我们应该学会去分辨到底什么是物质的欲望，什么是灵性的欲望。
OK, Suo, Yao, Rang, Yao, Gui, Yu, Ju, Gui, De Fang Sha Jai.
Jai Maharaj.
Suo, Yao, Rang, Yao, Gui, Yu, Ju, Gui, De Fang Sha Jai.
Super. Very nice.
A little better.
Yes, very good.
OK.
So,
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 外昆达之音服务员也聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感谢卡维查德玛拉给我们的讲述，也非常非常感谢所有的奉献者的聆听。谢谢萨提玛拉给我们安排的这个平台，祝大家在周五度过一个非常暖和的 Krishna 知觉的一天。Hare Krishna.